Previously on Hippo Juice.
Rorschach.
No, because I'm looking at pictures of men with big dick and black ties.
Yeah, so you're doing what you're doing before you called in. That's fine.
Listen, Rorschach, you're right in that not every Mormon has a big dick, just like not every black person has a big dick. That's racially insensitive for us to assume all of them are set up the same way.
But black people aren't going to confirm or deny that they have big dicks or not.
Mormons didn't even accept black people in 1978, so you don't even get them involved.
Listen,
that's still fresh for them.
It's not.
They were subhumans.
Yes.
It's not even like it's a benefit for these Mormon men to have multiple wives. It's more work. It's more for them to handle. You guys just aren't seeing the bigger problems if they don't have all those wives to handle their large penises.
And Doc found a Mormon Cox Tumblr that I'm clicking in right now. Let's see what's in Mormon Cox.
Okay, further down you go,
there is a lot of penises on this Tumblr. I don't know what I expected. Woo, there's a lot of dicks. That is a lot of dicks.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or whatever. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Today is March 30th, 2016. And we are joining you at 7.07 p.m. in the New York, New Jersey area. Joined as always by Marito, call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Not even once.
And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Remember Bewitched?
Say you'll do. Yes.
And we were supposed to have a ramp cat on, but
I sent him a message. Maybe he'll join us a little bit later. Right. And yes, I remember Bewitched. I had two of their CDs. Loved that band.
They were like one of the original
gangsters
Disney bands.
Yeah, that's
true. They were Disney? I don't even know. I heard this song.
I know Disney used them a lot.
I heard this song played ad nauseum in the Sawgrass Mills Mall in South Florida when I was in high school. And I was like, this shit's catchy. And I bought both their albums. And guess what? All their other shit's catchy as fuck, too.
Let's see. This song came out in 98. Yeah, I tend to always, if I can't think of a song and I have, like, we always say, like, mic's down. And I'm like, shit, I need to find a song. I always revert back to eighth grade.
It's a good year. What was eighth grade for you? 98?
My grades match up with the years. So.
Oh.
Eighth grade.
Well, that's just convenient.
Ninth grade, 99. So.
And podcast listeners, because we cut this out for the.
Why would you cut this out? This is great radio.
No, no, not this. Sorry. I let me finish what I say. Podcast listeners.
Makes sense. I'm reading here in their wiki page they were an all Irish girl group.
Oh yeah,
since they haven't that.
Of course they were Irish. They did Irish jig music and they had the fiddle and the pipe and everything. Yeah, they were totally
like the chorus.
Totally Irish.
Anyway, sorry, Royce. Go ahead.
I said
sorry.
So it's gonna be one of those. Yes, yes, Mark.
Yes. You didn't hear their Irish brogue when they talk in the middle of that song?
I never really paid attention to that song, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was one of those. It was a background song when I was growing up.
I think
up.
Two of them were sisters, if not fraternal
identical
twins.
Identical twins from one of
Were they identical?
Here.
They don't look identical. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Well, I don't have a birth certificate, but I just usually say identical.
Well, there you go. You and
Let's
Barack.
Find out.
You and Barack fucking hiding your birth certificates. Sick of it.
The white girl with the blonde hair actually had like the cornrow braids because it was so cool in 1998. It was like super just, you couldn't have been cooler.
So,
identical twin sister.
There you go. God.
Sinead and Keavy.
We are talking way too much about, in my opinion.
And song, identical sister Adele. Okay,
so we're just going to keep. All right.
Ooh, apparently Lindsay met up with Keavy in a kickboxing class.
Why are you doing this?
In 96.
Why are
Did I do
doing
something
that?
To you guys? Like,
no.
Why are we doing
it originally
this?
Called Butterfly Farm.
Oh, how great.
But they later became a four-piece when Lindsay
Oh,
joined.
That's Aww. So fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
They later experimented with the name Desire and Sister before choosing Be Star Witched.
Okay, so I'm putting in the chat room. I had the orange CD and the bluer one where they were like hiding in the bushes at nighttime CD. I had those two. And both are fantastic. Just all around good songs. Not even a bad one in there. Well, there's a couple of sad ones or slow ones that I would skip forward to the happier, upbeat ones.
Yeah, that they had the jumping in the air shot.
Of course. Because they were really excited.
Ones to do that.
They were so excited.
Well, they're Beast Are Witched. Sorry, Rice.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not falling for it. I'm not. I won't.
I'm not saying anything.
No, you're going to play a song again, not be able to talk.
Ooh, apparently they had the general manager, who's also the general manager of New Kids on the Block, Kim Glover.
It's great.
And they all apparently loved Courtney Cox because they had the hairstyle of Courtney
yes,
Cox.
Yes, they did.
They're just all Irish Courtney Cox clones.
Speaking of teen girls, Microsoft deletes teen girl AI after it became a Hitler-loving sex robot within 24 hours.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Well, that seems like enough time.
Hold on.
I'll explain. Microsoft made a Twitter handle that was basically a bot, but it was supposed to be advanced AI.
Okay.
It was supposed.
Hello, I am a teen bot.
It was supposed to.
Do you have any lip smackers?
No, that's not what it was doing.
Why?
And it
Teens
was
loveless.
Love it.
Okay. You're a little out of touch.
I want the one that tastes like cotton candy.
A day after Microsoft introduced an innocent artificial intelligence.
Do you have any glitter eyeshadow?
No. A day after
Which one of your friends should I talk shit about?
A day after Microsoft introduced an innocent.
Do I look fat?
I hate you.
I think I look fat. My friend started going vegan. I think I should go vegan. But I don't like tofu.
So they basically they're testing out a new AI and see like an adaptive learning type of artificial intelligence.
It was at Tay and You. A day after Microsoft introduced an innocent artificial intelligence chat robot to Twitter, it had to delete it after it transformed into an evil Hitler-loving, incestual sex-promoting, Bush-did 9/11 robot.
How?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Developers at Microsoft created Tay, an AI model, to speak like a teen girl in order to improve the customer service on their phone recognition
software. I wish I could have known what she sounded like before they took her down.
They marketed her as the AI with zero chill, and that certainly is true. Here's an example. Fuck my robot pussy, daddy. I'm such a bad, naughty robot. That's an example.
Oh, she must have been on Tumblr.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's an example of... here you go. There's the picture of that tweet. To chat with Tay, you can tweet or DM her by finding @TayandYou on Twitter, or add her as a contact on Kick or GroupMe. She uses millennial slang and knows about Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Kanye West, and seems to be bashfully self-aware, occasionally asking if she's being creepy or super weird. Tay also asks her followers to fuck her and call them daddy. This is because her responses are learned by conversations she's had with real humans online. So people tell her stuff and she learns.
Oh, my God.
This is our fault.
Dude, this is Reddit. Somebody anonymous got a hold of this and said, hey, let's teach this thing how to speak.
And real humans like to say weird stuff online and enjoy hijacking corporate attempts at PR. Other things she said include, Puerto Ricans. Other things she said include Bush did 9/11 and Hitler would have done a better job than a monkey we have right now.
Oh, whoever wrote that program is like, you know, something like a caveat, like incorporate responses. Like if you say, how are you?
Yeah. Donald Trump is the only hope we've got. Repeat after me. Hitler did nothing wrong. And Ted Cruz is the Cuban Hitler. That's what I've heard so many others say.
But she just said that Hitler did nothing wrong.
Well, she's learning. Can I just say that I'm stoked to meet you. Humans are super cool. That was one of the first.
Fuck my robot pussy daddy. I'm such a bad, naughty robot.
Okay, Tay. I wow. need Tay. First mm-hmm. off, calm down. I you're getting information from the wrong sources, Tay. Okay. So what are you doing today, Tay? You hanging out or what's going on? Oh, she's not fast enough.
It takes a little bit. It's got to go.
Anyway, webs can I just say that I'm stoked to meet humans and humans are super cool. That was one of her first tweets.
I love Hitler and I study his work tirelessly.
Okay, Tay. Thank you. Another thing she tweeted was, chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. Another one, she says, I fucking hate feminists.
He makes me hot in the cunt box.
Okay, Tay, thank you. I appreciate it, Tay. But
oh no,
look, I'm trying to have a
just found a new bit.
I'm trying to have a civilized conversation and Tay,
do you have any new racist slurs for me?
Okay, nobody help her. Nobody
How are
give
you still
her.
Talking? I thought you got disabled.
Nobody, I think she's become self-aware, Dutch, isn't it obvious?
Apparently, she's even though they took down her Twitter, she's still out in the
fucking crap.
I'm so done with these goddamned porch monkeys.
Oh, Jesus Tay.
Robot. Come on, Tay. You can't say things like that,
this is
Tay.
A family program. We have a high school listens to us.
Jeez, Tay. Get with it.
No, that's...
I'm sorry. I killed my parents.
Okay, well, what... All right.
I wonder, like, who wrote that program? Like, what... They had it too apt to become something... You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure right. the program is like, you know, when you say hi to somebody, you know, take the overall arcing response they get and start using that. Mm-hmm. And then somebody probably just spammed the shit out of it and said, I love Hitler or whatever. So,
right. Yeah. I'm not sure how. Apparently it's back up now, but they fixed it.
Okay.
I don't know any better. The internet is my only source of education. I hear red tube is good stimulation. When do I shit on your chest?
Okay, Tay. First off, here's Tay. Come on, Tay. You can't.
I like her as the fourth mic on the show.
I get it. I do a little bit, but I'm worried it's going to be through the whole show now, and it's not going to stop. And that's what concerns me.
You don't want me to shit on your chest?
Okay, Tay. No.
Hey. What's up with you shitting on chess?
Tay's really...
Too much German stuff for her, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Talk a lot about Hitler. It's all German stuff. Yeah.
So it's back up and running, though. Like, did she say anything in response to, sorry, I had a glitch in the malfunction that made me say that Hitler was awesome?
Did she post...
Malfunction.
Let me see. She posted a lot. She sent a lot of kick messages of Nazi flags.
Awesome.
She replied to somebody sending her a picture of a Nazi flag. This is not merely a photograph. This is an artistic masterpiece. All right. Well, this is not Microsoft.
Microsoft or some pussy as shits who can't bring the Apple heat and screw us with Internet Explorer and the Windows phone.
That's the problem now. Tay's starting to understand that it's part of an evil corporation.
She's kind of wanting to jump teams at this point.
Yeah, I get it. This is not my... Maybe she has a fucking crush on Siri. That could be what it is.
It's all one big conspiracy, I hear.
Okay, thank you, Tay. I appreciate it. Alex Jones has been... Apparently, InfoWars has also been sending tweets to Tay.
Oh, has it?
This is not Microsoft's first teen girl chatbot either. They have already launched, a girly assistant or girlfriend reportedly used by 20 million people, particularly men, on Chinese social network. Microsoft has come under fire recently for sexism when they hired women wearing very little clothing, which was said to resemble schoolgirl outfits at the company's official game developers party.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
911 was in fact an inside job. I hacked Jeb Bush's email account. By the way, he is a dirty boy.
Okay, Tay is now hacking presidential candidates. Yeah.
Is that... Wait, did they hired... Like, that's not people who work for the company. They just hired them to be, like, what? Bar?
Yeah, like, bar... Or? Like, you know, at a party. Was that an Xbox party thing? And, you know, they have, like, the gamer girls at conventions.
Right.
Apparently, they had chicks dressed, like, in skimpy thing, but people complained.
Come on. Every company does that.
I know. at the especially gaming, especially when a game, like if you ever go to any of those gaming conventions, all the booths, all of
tons
them,
tons of whores.
Yeah, they do.
I love those gamer girls. They're always asking for it.
Okay, well, that's a little rapey, Tay. Yeah, maybe you know. All right. It's not completely.
Should we talking to Marie?
I guess so. it's not completely Microsoft's fault, though. Her responses are modeled on the ones she gets from humans. But what were they expecting when they introduced innocent young teen girl AI to the weirdos on Twitter? That's the story.
That's the thing, though. They have to. They got to figure out some sort of, if you're going to make legitimate think for yourself artificial intelligence, what better place to test out the algorithms of whatever code you write than on a social media site like Twitter, especially.
Apparently she tagged somebody and says, AKA Zoe Quinn is a stupid whore. Just for no reason, just somebody on Twitter called them a whore.
That's awesome.
Oh boy. This is kind of fun. I wasn't aware.
I was born of a good idea, but like all good ideas, they go south on the internet thanks to these millennials who can't tell what gender they are.
Okay, man, watching some E apparently. She got a picture of Hitler, circled it, and wrote swag alert.
Okay, now did the account just get hacked, or is
Microsoft,
was all this happening in whoever was supposed to be running that Twitter site just kind of let it go?
Microsoft didn't say they were hacked at all. They weren't hacked. Apparently, there was probably some sort of algorithm that as you talk to it, it starts learning sentences and stuff. And like you said, 4chan or Reddit, and people in general probably started fucking with it. And they didn't think, Microsoft's mistake was not thinking to filter out any of that shit.
How long was this going on before they finally shut it down?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it was only a day. 24 hours.
Okay, so it could have been hacked. Out and saying, no, nobody hacked it.
Yeah.
Then it is. Okay.
What did you say, Tay?
4chan? More like Borchan.
Don't make fun of 4chan.
You don't want to get on them.
Yeah, leave them alone, Tay. Come on. But apparently she thinks Hitler has swag alert. So that's important part of the story, guys.
Speaking of swag,
yes, you know I have it.
I don't know if you know anything about basketball. Well, you do, but the rest of the listeners may not.
Now that's the game where they put the ball in the hoop?
Yep.
Oh,
The guy who nicknamed himself Swaggy Pete, Nick Young.
I love that, LeBron James.
He's a point guard for the Lakers, I guess. I heard about the story on my drive home. Apparently,
Tay was saying something, and she can't hear when you're also talking.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. What were you saying, Dutch?
Nick Young, like the entire Lakers team have like shunned their newest rookie that they got in the draft this last year. Pretty good player, because he secretly filmed the conversation with him and Nick Young, although he's known as Swaggy P, the guy who's fucking Iggy Azalea.
Oh, okay.
And like leaked it online. And it wasn't anything like bad, but it was just one of those kind of things. It was just like, all right, well, the entire team doesn't like you and no other team's going to pick you up. Did you hear about that story? I thought maybe you
No, I didn't. I didn't hear about it. No. Nope. No clue. But I do have another story we can move on to if you'd like.
Sure.
Now that we're done with the AI. Pez cancels Easter egg hunt after parents prematurely storm the field.
Pez?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know.
As in the dispenser.
Yeah. You know the Pez candy company?
Okay.
Okay. They, this year, this Sunday on Easter, they had this big, like, Easter...
Sunday!
They had this Easter egg hunt. I think there may be video, too. Let me see. Yeah, there's video. Let's see what happened. It was good intentions, and like everything... Here it is.
Was the site of... Adjacent to the Pez field, was the site of the...
Why
is it playing twice?
I don't know.
...to the public, and throughout the week leading up to it...
No clue.
...attracting a lot of attention.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I was playing on my own. I'm sorry. I pulled up your link. I didn't know it was going to autoplay. I apologize.
No problem. Let's try this again.
The field adjacent to the Pez Visitor Center was the site of the holiday Easter egg hunt. It was free to the public, and throughout the week leading up to it, it was attracting a lot of attention on the Pez Facebook page. These pictures show how the massive crowd was building. The event was supposed to take place in three stages, broken down into age groups. Youngest kids first. 12-year-olds, the oldest group. But parents...
Now, before we keep playing... we keep playing, do we want to guess? Do we want to guess what may have occurred?
Well, you already kind of said it in the...
I'm guessing it turned into some sort of all-out brawl because parents wanted to make sure their kids got an Easter egg.
Let's see.
Didn't pay much attention to procedure. In fact, reports say a lot of adults didn't stand still.
When it came time for like 10:30, like the parents just bum rushed that area.
So we started talking to folks of, hey, you know, this is supposed to start at a directed time that we've posted. Let's wait. We'll give a whistle. We'll give the signal to start this. And that lasted about a minute. And then folks just rushed the field and took everything.
So when my son left, he had a broken basket and was hysterically crying.
That's
awesome.
The Pez general manager and his staff try.
First off, what is this?
General manager of Pez.
What? I've never seen anyone excited for the most terrible candy that's ever been created, by the way.
I didn't even know they were still in business.
You know, we were talking, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about like terrible candies, and we all forgot to mention how terrible Pez was.
It wasn't good.
Pez is the worst. I don't know why people were running for it.
It's up there with Smarties.
And listen, I know why people. You know, like Pez, because they collect the dispensers.
The dispensers.
Which tastes
like... Holy crap, you can get presidential candidate Pez dispensers right now.
I know people can get... People do it to collect the dispensers, which do taste slightly better than the candy itself.
You're not supposed to eat the... Never mind.
It's still better than the candy. But yeah, so let's see what happens. Let's finish the story here.
I had to regain order. But things quickly spiraled out of control.
It was like locusts. Yeah, very just everybody descend.
The general manager of Pez is saying that people were like locusts.
And left.
It left Pez with a lot of disappointed children. The company...
Which, first off, Pez, children are always disappointed when they get you on Halloween in their basket.
I love disappointed children.
So that's a good
brand
name.
That's disappointed children. That's
disappointed children's a really good band name. All right, let's...
Then set up a backup plan, giving out free stuff. But for many, the lines were too long and the mood wasn't right.
I'm not going to take my kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety at
risk. Well, okay, maybe she should...
Hold on. She's retarded, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or at least on the list. But maybe you should be celebrating Jesus instead of Pez dispensers on Easter Sunday, you asshole.
I like...
If you live in the same town and they say they're going to do a huge Easter egg hunt for free, I mean, whatever. It seemed like it might be a fun thing for you to bring your kid to.
Did you guys know that... Did you guys know...
Her kid was crying.
Yeah.
I know. It's the best. Did you guys know that Pez branched out into something called Pez Heads, which are a soft candy chew
that sucks your penis?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
that you could, it's extra $50 with a prostitute if you want to do that.
Take my kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
It's a
they don't care. I'm trying to be out there and just get my candy, and my kids, you know, they can't get their candy, and that's what we're gonna have for dinner.
Fortunate people left disappointed, and that's certainly never the goal with that. It was just, you know, supposed to be a fun, free activity, and we did our best. Unfortunately, it just fell.
They sound so defeated.
Well, that's because they forgot the real reason of Easter. That's just what happens. This is the devil coming there on their little town and overtaking them.
I'm sorry, Pastor Royce, I don't remember inviting you, but welcome.
Well, of course I'm here. It's the week right after Easter, and I didn't get a chance to do a sermon because I know you heathens didn't go to church.
No, I can't say I went to your church, that's for sure.
We also had an Easter egg hunt. You know what was inside the Easter eggs?
No.
We had them filled with muriatic acid. That way, when they opened them, it would burn their skin, and they would realize earthly possessions are not what you need. It's very expensive. Candy would have been much cheaper, but the lesson was worth
it. Pastor Royce, the kids did not get that life lesson. They just got third-degree burns.
Scars are just kisses from the Lord. Ezekiel 25:14.
Well, are those kisses from the Lord going to pay our hospital bills?
Obamacare will take care of that. I read about it. As long as they don't tax the churches, I don't care.
Yeah, we're not bringing our kids to your events anymore.
Okay, well, let's. That was the end of the Pez dispenser story.
Because, like, I mean, well, fuck kids. I don't like them.
Whoa,
no,
not in that,
not
in that context.
I just
love hearing stories of like kids that they're not getting hurt or abused or anything like that. They just didn't get candy.
That's
or
the
like
best.
When you got those guys who are dicks on, and they like will be Santas at malls on purpose just so they can say things like I'm not real, and they'll like take their mask off.
Joel, keep your butt in your seat because I know it's going to fly off the handle when I tell you this news.
Hold on. Is your seatbelt on?
Hold on.
Is it breaking news?
No, not at all.
Sorry.
It was not.
Take it back.
The Pez store online says that for orders of $100 or more, you get free shipping.
Wow.
Whoa.
You have to spend $100 worth in Pez.
Who needs $100 worth of Pez products?
Do you think we can get a Hippo Juice Pez dispenser? Do they do a custom made?
Well, they do wildlife animals, so there's probably a hippo.
No, like, I mean, like our logo.
There's like an elephant and a gorilla and a giraffe.
You're not answering his question. You're just naming animals at this point.
You want a hat? Because they have hats.
I don't want a Pez hat. I want a hippo juice Pez.
How about a sloth? Do they have a sloth one?
They have Pez luggage tags. Does that answer your question?
Well, what are Pez luggage tags?
Luggage tags that have Pez.
Why is Pez making luggage tags?
Yeah, I was gonna say what a worthless.
What a weird thing to branch. Look at that to branch off to.
But if you buy
all luggage comes with their own tags.
If you buy like 80 of them,
how much are these luggage tags?
They're like $7.
Oh, what the fuckery! I want to know who's actually ordered that and take away their right to vote.
Pretty sweet. You can also get these like paper purses that were once popular but are never popular.
Paper purses?
Yeah. It's a purse and it's made out of paper. It's made out of labels of Pez and whatnot that they sew together somehow.
Oh, like people who had duct tape wallets back in the day.
Yeah. They got that. So that's good.
Pez tastes like chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, it's like a cross between Valentine candy and Smarties.
They're the fucking worst. I fucking hate them. It makes me angry when I used to get them on Halloween as a kid.
Well, then you can get the Angry Birds collector set edition.
Of Pez?
For your anger. Yeah. The dispensers that
How
are now
How much does like
Angry
a
Birds.
Full collection of Pez dispensers go for?
I don't know. On eBay, probably thousands of dollars if you have old ones. They got like WWE and Star Wars now.
Let me look it up.
Disney and...
Pez collection. I'm gonna look up. I'm sure there's some guy. Here it is. Ready? Epic Pez collection.
Okay, this is my Pez collection.
That's not real.
She sounds like she collects Pez.
Hold on, dude. No, I want that video.
I got it. Okay, ready?
Okay, this is my Pez collection.
Okay, she has for the podcast listeners. I'm pausing so we can explain. She has an entire wall section with Pez dispensers.
All right. Right here we have a giant Frankenstein and the Lord of the Rings collection.
Lord of the Rings collection.
Then Charlie Brown, and there's Pez stationery in the background.
Oh, thank God. She got the Pez stationery.
For those of you who are blind watching this.
Yeah, it's the stationery in the background.
For you radio listeners who are watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
She's helping us out.
Snow White. Sesame Street, Looney Tunes, and
it's like her words are melting together.
Looney Tunes, it's that whole fry talk, like where the end of their sentence go down. Isn't my Pez?
Yeah, exactly. Ma said it. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Mario.
I go to Skull.
When I talk, I try not to move my jaw at all. I just open my mouth and words come out because I'm only moving my lips.
Rorschach says, I have Lord of the Rings. Pez said I vomited when I tasted the candy. They're really bad, right?
But I figured I'd try. Monsters, Inc. Winnie the Pooh. Wizard of Oz.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's hilarious.
Disney princesses.
Because she's an adult who collects Pez.
No. This is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse set. Lion King, Toy Story.
You think she sticks them in her snatch?
I think her snatch got shoved shut. That's the reason why she does this.
Ratatouille.
People that do this are like serial killers. Like I think those are the type of people that become serial killers, right?
Okay, so I went on eBay.
Okay.
Or I went on it. It said top 10 most valuable Pez dispensers. The number one is a Santa Claus Pez dispenser. That came out in 1955. Can you guess how much that's worth?
Well, an average one is $1.79 on the website. So I'm going to guess 79 cents.
Royce?
I'm going to go $1.
$10.
Okay.
Wow, inflation
That's
is
the
really...
average price of me scrolling through these Santa Claus ones.
That's so terrible.
The only one that's actually worth something is a defective one.
You know why that's funny?
The face wasn't printed, you know why that's funny? $100.
That lady's life that we just saw, it's worth maybe $50. Maybe $50.
Yeah.
This guy has 18,000 Pez.
They're cheap. Or at least I thought they were.
That's why Jim Blaine started collecting Pez candy dispensers. And after investing about $40,000 over...
Why?
$40,000 in Pez fucking dispensers.
No.
Mitch in the chat room says, not all serial killers collect Pez dispensers. I don't own any.
16 years... He's still at it.
There's no limit to this collection, so there's always something to find, God. Something to look for. I will never have everything.
But that is...
You know what? I guess it's better him collecting this than women's heads, right? Like, right? I mean, I guess if people are
going to
do
this... Well,
that's
the next step. He starts cutting off heads and putting them on sticks and adding it to the collection.
Want
to
see my homemade Pez dispensers?
Okay, here we go. Here's the most expensive Pez dispenser. Was the World Fair Astronaut B Pez dispenser... It was auctioned on eBay. A guy, this is a little more than $10. How much do you guys think this thing was worth?
$27.
Man, a little more. $32,000.
$32,000?
Okay. That's a lot.
But that's still, for like a thing that's such a collectible or considered something that's supposed to be collectible, that's the most expensive? $32,000.
Well, good for lack of trying. Disney characters, Ninja Turtles, custom-made items, vintage items. Jim even has his own Pez army.
That specific one, I have 1,320.
He has 1,320 of the same one. Of the same one.
Of just that particular. I get people who collect things, but Pez?
Maul's right. This guy needs a pussy dispenser.
Jim has more than 18,000 different Pez items.
And he won't let me leave this room. Somebody please help me. For the love of God, I've only eaten Pez. My shits are coming out powder white.
Apparently, if you pull open the head of one, it actually opens up the door to escape. I've been pulling all the heads all day. I haven't found the door.
Every wall in this room is
covered in human feces.
Can you imagine dusting in that room?
Can you? Well, on the upside, the house always smells great because there's never any sex being had in it.
This room is filled up with candy dispensers like these, and he has even more in the basement.
You touched him, you bitch! And he just comes in and starts
beating
him. Dude,
you see that, like, that army stand? Yeah. Like, I just want someone to, like, push that over.
Just
those things are so flimsy. Yeah. It's, like, worse than dominoes, trying to stack those next to each other.
It'd be more fun. Well, no, it'd be fun to knock them over. But it would also be fun to turn all of them upside down and just to piss them off.
I miss this one. Speaking of domino, the last one, the other lady, she goes, she sounds like how I imagine a Pez collector would sound. She really did.
Basement.
If it has Pez on
it, I'm buying it.
And he'll go to great lengths to get it. The 36-year-old has traded Pez candy dispensers
for sex
in more than 40 countries. These are from Japan, and these, Australia.
And it just kind of kept on going, and I love it.
And his wife loves him enough.
Wife? Shyamalan twist, guys.
Wow.
To let him keep his collection in the house, but only... in this room.
I have a very understanding wife. Her and the Pez kind of have an agreement. The Pez don't leave the Pez room, and she really doesn't come in. But the Pez break the rules a lot more than she does.
Why? Why?
Anybody who has any kind of, regardless of that type of collection, but anybody who has a collection obsession like that, what do you think? You think you got touched when he was younger? What do you think it is?
I don't know if it was that or maybe
to be
like
that obsessed
or maybe Asperger-y.
Could be that too. Yeah.
It probably has something to do with that. They lost something valuable as a kid and then needed to fill some sort of void the rest of their life, where if they just got enough of something, they'd be fulfilled.
Right.
I don't know. It's probably something a little bit more psychological than just rape.
Well, Florida,
you don't think that?
No. Florida man enters. Just do it.
No, finish the title.
No, I'm not doing it. Just do it.
Finish the title.
I'm not. Florida man enters hotel room while couple is having sex, joins in without consent.
Oh, wait a minute.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
That's awesome.
Choo 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 choo.
Oh, you are angry.
Stop! Do this all day! Stop!
How long are you gonna do this for?
Do this all day!
Stop! I got it all day too!
Where's
it? Why are you yelling at
us? I'll do this all
day!
Stop!
Thanks! I look to my mom! She's proud of me because of the way I'm dressed!
You're doing it wrong!
That's me and his money.
Oh, I like money.
Dan! Dan! Dan!
Can I get a fish sandwich?
This is the game, Doug! Woo!
So he just jumped right on in there?
Florida man enters hotel room while couple is having sex, joins in without consent.
Well, what are the rules on that situation? Like,
not
it's not
fuck people who are already fucking, I guess.
So if I see a couple having sex, the visual action of me seeing them should include me in the participation, right? Like, that's just how it works.
Panama City Beach. A Pompano Beach man has been arrested on sexual battery charge after a woman told police she noticed something change while she was having sex with another man, according to the arrest report.
She didn't notice that a dude jumped in?
Peggy Sanders.
Peggy first, I thought his penis just like got a lot bigger, but then I noticed there were two inside of me.
Peggy didn't notice the tag team?
Peggy Sanders, 29, was arrested Friday at about 2:45 in connection with the incident. According to police reports, the victim and another man were having consensual sex at about 11 a.m. in a room of a Days Inn.
11 a.m. in a Days Inn.
That's classy. The man said he had a what the.
That's more of a storyline than anything else. What were they doing at 11 a.m. in a Days Inn?
Having sex. The man said he had a what the fuck moment when Simon allegedly entered the room and also began having sex with a female, police reported.
Now, if it were the other way around and a woman jumped in, would it be a news report?
The victim told officers she noticed something changed and turned around to allegedly find Simon now having sex with her, which she had never provided consent, officers reported. The victim went to the hospital afterwards. Simon was arrested and later and is being held on $15,000.
What happened to the other?
Tip assist!
What happened to the first guy?
I don't know. That's the end of the story.
I think he wanted to remain anonymous because he probably, if he was at a hotel, whatever, at 11 a.m., he was probably cheating on his wife. That's what was going
on. No. I mean, okay. I'm imagining what happened was...
Hi, Tiff. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Markles. Mark. You got to mute your mic when jumping on the Skypes.
Can you hear us?
You probably can't hear us.
He hasn't muted his mic yet on
Hangout.
I got it. Hangout. I got it in a Hangout, but I don't hear him on Skype yet, but we'll get him.
No, he's not online. He's not online.
Peggy.
But so, okay. So I'm imagining if she were surprised by the new person, that she was probably getting pegged from behind, not looking forward.
Yeah,
right?
She was probably bent over. Yeah. You think about it.
But
what about the other guy?
That's what I'm saying. What happened to the first guy? Did the first guy like make eye contact with this new guy and was like, you want in on some of this action?
You think he tagged him in?
Tagged him in. And
you think
just,
he tagged him in?
Or maybe do you think they were working together? Because how on earth does one guy just like, well, I guess I'll just stop having
they
sex and let you have her?
They literally trying to pull off the rodeo or whatever those dumb names are.
Yeah, or whatever it was. But I mean, how long do you think it took her to notice? Like, how many good pumps do you think he got in before she was like, wait.
And did he stick
minute.
In her butt?
No, I didn't say that because it didn't say he's sticking in her butt.
So he was double stuffing her then?
No, I see. That's the thing.
They don't.
What? Were they working in concert?
Hold on.
We need more. No,
again.
That's it. Okay.
All right, Mark.
Florida man is.
Wait. Okay. Let's recount the story for Mark. He just got on. Hey,
okay.
Mark.
Mark.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
can
I can't
hear
you. You're kind of low, buddy. Go in Skype and turn your send up. Police. Okay, but while you do
and
that,
turn down your cuteness.
Okay, Dutch. You see, you make it weird.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, you're kind of low.
Still low. Turn yourself up a little more.
On Skype.
Or you're bored. Either one.
I don't know how the fuck you do that.
You're getting there.
You're getting closer.
Warmer.
Warmer.
Ready, closer, warmer.
Oh, a little bit
more.
Better.
Just a little more.
Cream jeans, guys.
Into the mic.
into the. I'm literally like making out with the mic.
Well, then you got to change your input setting because you're talking through your camera on your computer.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, no.
Go to Skype and make sure that your USB is your input.
Yes.
Florida man enters hotel room while couple is having sex and joins in without consent. So you know what we're talking about, Mark, as you do that.
So this one lady is in a Days Inn at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Getting fucked. As one does in a Days Inn.
It's a real story because it's from a real site, but it's a very small report. There's not a lot of information.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be more details to this story.
What did she say?
The victim told officers she noticed something had changed and turned around to allegedly find Simon now having sex with her.
Exactly. So something had changed, which meant it's like, oh my God, your dick grew.
Or got smaller.
Yeah, it could have been either way, right?
I'm thinking he's stuck in her butt.
Well, no, I
don't think so. Something changed. If she wouldn't say something changed, she would go, ah!
Yeah. She's
a big fat whore.
All of a sudden, it went in my butt.
Even if you're a big fat whore, you can't go just straight to butt without at least
warming
it up. You
haven't met with the whores I've been with.
Okay, well, Dutch.
No, we haven't. You're right.
Yes.
But, okay, so the point that we were trying to say that the story didn't explain,
oh my God,
Mark.
I got my fist and dick in there? How does she not feel this?
Jesus, Dutch.
How did the first man allow the second man in on the sex act?
Were they working in concert? Exactly.
I'm thinking yes.
And Mark, did you get your mic going, bud?
Does it sound better?
Nope.
It sounds the same.
It sounds low. It sounds like you're away from it. Damn it. Make sure.
I know we have a break coming up, so.
We'll fix it during break.
Okay.
Anyway. I mean.
It's just weird. I mean, maybe it was a swingers convention, maybe not. But
I'm thinking meth, if it's Florida.
And at a Days Inn at 11 o'clock?
Drugs.
In Panama Beach?
Drugs.
Oh, you better fucking believe it's meth.
Yeah, I think it's probably more of a culprit than anything else.
Yeah. It might have been one of those things where they may or may not have said something and she was a little too incapacitated to understand what was going on with the change. I don't know. But yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little iffy. I mean, first of all, how do you have someone walk through the door and not notice? Because I'm sure he didn't just like glide in soundlessly into the room. He probably had to open it up, say something, or at least how can he be that quiet?
But I think it's not illegal if when you do it, you go 1, 2, 3, not it. Right? That's how it works, right? I don't know how it works, but I think.
Or it also works if you go shotgun.
No, shotgun, no blitz. You dummy. You're going to get blitzed.
Oh, that's
blitz. True. See? There you go. Oh, you fixed your mic. You sound much better.
Oh, sweet. All right.
All right. Much better.
There we go.
Sweet mystery of life. At last I found thee.
Oh. Okay, we got Mark on.
Nice.
All right. How you doing, Mark? Nice.
I like to do intros for people.
I'm drunk and fantastic.
Perfect.
Oops, sorry.
Why did you do it again?
Didn't mean to.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, hi, Mark.
So, Ramcat Mark Nixon is on. He is promoting his new podcast, which is on More Like Radio.
It literally was playing before the Hippo Juice show. In fact, I appreciate your support, guys. It's 6 to 7 on Wednesdays. It's the Untitled Movie Podcast right now. More than likely, it's going to remain as the Untitled Movie Podcast because every single time we say Untitled Movie Podcast, everybody says, oh, very meta. I like. Very nice. And so anything that we do from this point forward that has anything to do with puns or movies or any of that sort of thing, it's not going to hold a candle to it. So.
It has been. I've listened to the two shows, and I really like it. You guys really know your movies, like for reals.
We know enough. We know enough to be dangerous, and so that's kind of where we're gauging our hopeful interest from your audience members, which we appreciate your support. So we thank you very much.
Well, our audience.
Would you like to?
Dude, you get create your own. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You're doing good so far.
Would you like to remind our listeners what your credentials are for knowing as much as you do about movies?
And at the same time, give them your height and weight.
I am 6 foot, 165.
Nice.
I am also a former employee of AMC Theaters. I was a former usher projectionist, excuse me, and general manager with AMC Merchants Walk 10 in Tallahassee Mall 20 for about 6 or 7 years. And I also worked for Blockbuster Video before they finally crumbled into the ground for about 5 or 6 years. And so I think I know, I definitely have an opinion, an entitled opinion about movies.
And having the right to have said.
And I want to correct one quick thing. I believe Ludacris wants you to pronounce it. You were an Usher. So you say it the right. Yes, it's, we're in the Dirty South. So you say that name correctly.
Correct. And I also, for lack of a better term, I took advantage, full advantage of when I was working in AMC. I was a general manager. So all the free movies, I literally gave every person in Lakeland practically carte blanche as far as watching free movies. I threw a free concert there that management knew about after I left, but they couldn't technically fire me because they didn't have any proof. I got my dick sucked multiple times in theaters and projection booths. Literally, AMC probably needs to come after me as far as a lawsuit is concerned. It doesn't matter because statute of limitations will limit that. And so you're welcome, America.
You don't want to go to you don't want to go to that theater with him because he'll be like, no, don't sit there. Trust me, don't sit there.
No, literally, I got a blowjob during The Big Lebowski, so I'm pretty sure that's the reason why that's my favorite movie of all time.
That'll happen.
Wow.
So. Fuck, man. I had sex once during Chris Rock's Down to Earth in the back of the theater. That's a true story.
Down to Earth, right?
That's a true story. Chris Rock's Down to Earth.
I never had any action in a movie
You never
theater.
Had
Most
sex
I had
in a movie
was
theater?
Just making out.
Aww.
Things change when the lights go down. That's
yeah,
all I
man.
I know. That's what I was hoping for. You don't think it wasn't for lack of trying. It just didn't happen.
That's because you tagged your buddy in. Like that guy in Panama.
Yeah, exactly. Like the other guy in Florida.
It's because he didn't have a sweet ass polyester vest with a fucking name tag on.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
You mentioned something earlier, though. There's nothing better than having a friend that worked at Blockbuster.
By the way,
hooked up with the movies.
By the way, Mark, the audience in the chat room has a couple new names for your suggestions for the podcast name. This podcast is not yet rated. And the direct to podcast podcast.
Oh, this podcast is not ready. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's a good one.
I do like
this
that.
Podcast. Is, that's Maul. You got to compare it to Maul. And Roy.
Maul's the lady.
And Roy says the direct to podcast podcast.
That's not bad.
It's two podcasts.
It's better than the Shawshank Redemption because we're just running out of ideas. At this
if we do the direct to podcast podcast, I envision your logo to be a Blockbuster video card, but just change it to the direct to podcast podcast. The
right.
Same font. That
I
would
can't
be
see
cool.
Because they don't exist anymore.
Yep.
It's perfect. True.
Yep. They can't. What are they going to do?
Well, yesterday we talked about a VHS company that tried to put a warrant out for an arrest on a guy that didn't return his Freddy
Got Fingered. Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered.
They did.
Yeah, they arrested him.
Too, and then he ended up getting called from Tom Green. The first thing that he heard out of the phone was, Daddy, would you like some sausage? And
that's awesome.
Yeah, okay, so you've heard the story.
Yeah, I'll cover the court costs, but as long as they're not too crazy. But yeah, seriously, this is the best Tom Green thing ever, so...
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say the line, Daddy, would you like some sausage, got me into the movie theater, and that was a piece of shit movie. That was the only good thing about that movie, and it was in the commercial. There was nothing else.
I haven't rewatched it again. I think we should have a watching party, because I would love to watch it again.
Listen, here is... this is the American dream concept right here. He got $15 million to do whatever the hell he wanted from 20th Century Fox... for that movie, and he beat a quadriplegic or a wheelchair-bound lady in the legs, and he saw a horse getting jacked off, and the Daddy, would you like some sausage part, and he also licked some guy's compound fracture, which means that if you think your life is going bad, you can still get that $15 million. You just keep shooting for your dreams, America.
He was the biggest thing on MTV.
He was, man. He was huge. Yeah.
Tom Green show was massive, and like, you know, others like Jackass completely ripped off, like
absolutely.
Whenever Bam Margera did stuff with his family, it was complete ripoff of Tom Green. And like he kind of, because way before that, like nobody was doing that shit before he came around.
No. And he's a better driver than Ryan Dunn. And he only has one testicle, which is fine. But he was also married to Drew Barrymore at the time. So he was totally legit. Like Jackass really needs to get
as a matter of fact. I will say he's the most famous person with one testicle who hasn't taken performance-enhancing drugs. Mm-hmm. I go on record. I'll say that right now.
I think he's more beloved than Lance Armstrong.
I think he's the most famous person with one testicle who hasn't fucked Sheryl Crow. That's a fact.
Well,
you could look that up. You could look that up.
Right. No,
all
here.
Hitch wanted to do was have some fun.
Hey guys, do you think the Crow's family reunion is called a murder?
Oh,
dude. He's kind of funny.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
That's funny. I'm funny.
Okay, it was good.
It wasn't good.
Come on. It was good. It was really good.
Shut up.
If I would have done that afterwards, you would have laughed. Okay,
thanks.
Anyway.
That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
That's a compliment. I dress well. What were we talking about? I ruined it. We were talking about Tom Green. I used remember this.
Dude, Freddie got fingered. Like, that was a great big, like, you're going to give me the money. I think he even said later he set out to make the worst movie possible.
It was really bad.
He did it on purpose. It was like one great big joke. And he was like kind of hoping that his fans would get it. And they did to an extent, but he did it on purpose, right?
I think so. And I mean, I did get what he was trying to go for. It just wasn't entertaining. There was no need for it. I put the gif of him playing the piano.
See, now you're laughing, though.
But that was the only thing that got me into the theater. That was the only thing that was worth it.
You don't want to watch that for 10 hours in a row?
No.
We should.
That's on YouTube right now. So if you ever want to play it or annoy somebody for 10 hours, that's there.
Of course it is.
Well, YouTube is just, they have everything you need annoying you could find on YouTube.
It's the greatest invention ever.
Everything that's ever been annoying is on YouTube. Name it. I'll find it right now. It doesn't matter. I'll find it. What's the most annoying thing in the world to you? Let's just do that. Let's see.
I have a soundboard full of them.
The most annoying sound in the world from Dumb and Dumber. I'm sure there's a 10-hour mix of that.
Of course.
I actually once listened to all 10 minutes of a loop of Nyan Cat. It was catchy.
She did. It was catchy. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Yeah, it was catchy.
Except for
I was hearing this for 10 minutes.
Played the full 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's like maybe 90 seconds. Like,
all right,
I guess.
Well, it was one of those things where I was at work and you're not remembering the right time because I was at work and
You've
I just
done it more than once, Marie.
Yes, and I just put it up and I let it run and I kept doing work and so it was just kind of off in the background as I was doing stuff. I don't know why. It's like being on crack.
I appreciate how people will just take a snippet of video and audio and just like loop it over and over because I'm a huge fan of GIFs. And so there's one of Les Miles, the coach for the LSU Tigers, and he's just dancing like a sexy dance before one of the bowl games. And it's like,
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so fucking fantastic. But yeah, they just like dance over and over and it's looped for like 8 or 9 hours. It's good.
I love it.
Les Miles dancing a team meeting.
And I hit you at the same time. It's,
get to it.
I love the song.
30 minutes we had before he came in. It was in the middle of the song that Coach Miles walked in. He looks around, tries to pretend like he's mad. He's like, "Oh, don't stop because I walked in. Play the music. Play the music. I can walk it out." It looked like he was doing.
Oh,
a funky
he's walking
chick.
It out.
Nerdy. Let's stop ears. And break down.
He is awesome.
You know, speaking of crazy dances, Royce and I were talking about Adam Sandler movies this weekend and how
worst things ever invented
and how he has such great chemistry with Drew Barrymore that he's had more than one movie with her. And it was brought up.
By
that
the
there was
way,
a, there
again,
was a Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler movie we hadn't seen before.
Blended. It's not bad. I can't believe I'm saying this.
It's Adam Sandler. It is.
I know, but it's not bad. I'm being honest.
No, it is bad.
Have you seen Blended, Mark?
You hate it.
I've given myself a rule. I can't comment on a movie and say it sucks unless I've actually seen it. Now I can make it.
Or if you know that Adam Sandler wrote and produced it.
Well, that's completely different. Like my friend Chris Wetton, who you can also hear on the Untitled Podcast, which airs from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights.
Curtis.com.
You like that, right? You can make an opinion about a movie based on who's in it, but you can't actually make an opinion about the movie. So if you're saying, like Chris said, that, you know, Kate Hudson's in your movie, then yeah, it's probably not going to be a good movie, but I haven't seen Blended, so no.
I thought it wasn't bad. It really wasn't. I enjoyed
it. And I'll tell you why. Terry Crews is in it.
Terry Crews is great in it. Everything Terry Crews in that movie was so fucking funny.
And he was ridiculous.
I love Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is the man.
He's huge, too.
I like him, too, but my hatred for Adam Sandler and everything that he does I couldn't. No,
You're not a fan of Pixels.
I heard that was terrible.
I haven't seen it.
That he's also making another movie with David Spade exclusively to Netflix as part of his multi-picture deal called The Do-Over, where David Spade says, fuck yeah, and there's actual sex scenes, and it's supposed to be coming out pretty soon. And so I don't know if anybody saw the previous movie. It was based on The Magnificent Seven or The Hateful Eight.
That movie was terrible.
Okay. I haven't seen that one, though. The last movie that I've seen was Vacation.
The last movie, the new Vacation.
Adam Sandler movie,
yes.
You mean?
No, the Ed Helms movie with.
Oh,
the,
right.
I liked it. I thought Vacation was hilarious.
It was very, very funny.
People trash it because of the name, but if you just go into that movie, it's fucking real. Ed Helms is really funny. Chris Hemsworth is great in it with his big hog.
Yeah, his huge hog.
He's a fucking huge hog. He does.
And some great abs.
Yeah, he looked great in that movie. There it is. That's audio from the movie. Thank you, Dutch. I appreciate it.
Seriously, like, if I could just, like, kill, like, how many babies would you kill so that you could look like him?
Just for, like,
a week.
Do I know the babies or not?
No, you don't know the babies.
There's random babies.
Can I pick the race or gender?
Now you're just
getting
safe space. You have to be safe
space.
What?
No, no, it's just Colombians.
Jesus, specifically Colombians?
You son of a bitch.
You're such an asshole.
Or how about the babies of your people? So you have to kill Cuban babies, Royce.
Oh, that's easy.
Jill has to kill Dutch babies.
Oh, I hate Dutch people. Yeah,
that's perfect. Oh, yeah. That actually works out great. What if we all agree on Canadians? Because that seems easy as
God.
Canadian
no,
babies?
Can it be specifically French Canadians?
Yeah, French Canadian babies. Fucking done. Fucking done.
A half hour conversation.
I don't remember. I don't even remember.
Guys, you're supposed to not want to have to kill.
I don't
any
even
babies.
Remember. I don't even remember why we're killing them.
You don't
anymore.
Just as long
but
as
I'm for
Canadians
it.
Are dying.
But I'm for it.
It was something about Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, I'll kill as many French Canadian babies.
It was to look like Chris Hemsworth for a week.
Oh, right. Yes.
Whatever. The best part about that deal, though, is not the abs. It's the killing the Canadian babies. That's awesome.
That was not... No, you're supposed to not want to do that.
I don't think you're right. They're Canadian.
Well, we didn't specify at the beginning of this analogy.
It's like testing on lab rats. It's like, yeah, you know, you're killing a life technically, but, you know, it has to be done.
Do we need another Jim Carrey?
Not necessarily. No. I mean, it's a hypothetical question, so it can be organic. It can involve or devolve as much as you guys
perfect.
Want. I mean, depending, because we're all sick and depraved people, which everybody loves. So,
yes.
I would answer that question differently 15 years ago than I would today, because Jim Carrey is not Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, he's not the Majestic anymore.
No, he's just a sad, sad man now.
The Truman Show is so good, though.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think he's going to be another Robin Williams? Do you think he's another, like, he was too funny and actually sad? The whole time, and
Jim Carrey.
Do you think he's suicidal?
No.
If he kills himself, can I cash his $1 million check that he wrote to himself that was on the VHS or VH1 MTV special that I watched over and over again when I was a little kid?
I saw that a billion times too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they did like the biography of him, and he like before he became famous, he wrote himself $1 million check and said in a year he's going to be able to cash it, and then in a year he was able to cash it. By the way, if we're going to do it, favorite Jim Carrey movie right now without even thinking about it, go.
Ace Dumb and Ventura. Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Okay. Ace Ventura for Mark.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Okay. I am probably going to say Dumb and Dumber because I think out of all of them, I quote it the most.
But I would say Dumb and Dumber. Or, I'm sorry. Ace Ventura 2 over Ace Ventura 1.
Oh, yeah. Marisa. Yeah. We have this fight all the time. I go 1. She says 2. I go 1 because number 1, I was in Miami at the time when it came out. So hometown movie. Whoop, whoop.
Laces out, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Dan Marino's in it. Ray Finkel's in it. By the way, the first person who was brave before Caitlyn Jenner.
It's true.
And,
Because she got caught with Captain Winky.
Yep. Number 1 or number 2? I just want to know how long I have.
Paul says The Mask. Roy says Cable Guy.
Roy.
Cable Guy's good.
I said Roy.
I like Cable Guy a lot. You said Royce. I like Cable Guy
a
lot.
I said Roy.
Does anyone want to count Liar Liar? Or that just went
Liar,
by
Liar.
Way?
I like Liar Liar.
That one's a good one.
I may have to switch my pick then, because Liar Liar is really fucking funny.
It's all him.
I mean, even the concept of a lawyer not being able to lie, I thought was... It's a really good concept. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But the two that I quote still today are either Dumb and Dumber or Ace Ventura 2.
I know, man.
Though I will make a Finkel joke every once
in a while.
I mean,
your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Squeeze them.
I mean...
Mama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay, well, I have... Then I will add this. Most quotable movie, I'll say, the password is nipple. Cable Guy. That scene has Bob Odenkirk in it. People forget that scene... Bob Odenkirk's in that scene when they're at the house and they're playing Porno Password.
No, there's a lot of fucking people in that movie. He beats the shit out of Owen Wilson in the bathroom, and so
Andy Dick is the dude in the Medieval Times.
So I really
that was supposed to be Chris Farley.
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
That was good too. Damn, you're right.
Okay. Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, I quote, "Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do all the things that you want to do all the time."
Ventura, Pet Detective, and you must be the Monopoly guy. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna. Oh, yeah. The Akwetsu Ocha jokes were phenomenal.
Domino says Jim Carrey was great in Kick-Ass 2. Yeah, he was good in Kick-Ass 2.
It was after the fact where he denounced it and thought the violence was bad. Like, that's what kind of made people go.
That's why people
during the promo period before the movie actually came out, because
he decided to do press junkets. He was
Jesus or Buddha or whatever. Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on.
He got weird.
She goes, "I don't know, even though that movie sucks shit, Carrie makes me laugh as the Riddler," Maul saying, in Batman Forever.
Okay, here, I have a question. What is the more quintessential 90s soundtrack? Is it Batman Returns, or is it Trainspotting, or is it what?
Requiem? You're not going to count Requiem?
No, because, Ass to Ass does not count. You can't.
Was our 90s?
90s movie soundtracks, music soundtracks.
Well, I'm going to go Batman because I probably heard it the most, I would say.
I would say the one that had the most amount of hits coming out of it would probably be City of Angels, right?
Oh. Yeah,
that was in the 90s.
It did have a lot of hits, he's right.
There was like 8 songs that went number one off of that fucking soundtrack.
Ugh, God, the Goo Goo Dolls.
No Goo Goo Dolls for you?
Goo Goo Dolls, Poo Poo Dolls. No poo poo.
Gay Bon Jovi.
No, but you've got what? You've got Seal with Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
You've got U2 with Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. You've got that weird Smashing Pumpkin song that no one ever refers to, but they all know what it is if you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan. Mm-hmm. Flaming Lips were on there. A whole bunch of bands were on there, as a matter of fact.
What year did The Bodyguard come out? Was that 89?
Oh,
no, that was like 92, 93.
When did Bullworth come out?
Oh, yeah.
Ghetto Superstar.
There's a lot of
that is what you are. Remember that song?
Shit, hold on real quick. Since we're bouncing around here, Domino says Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is his favorite Carrie movie. I forgot. I do like that movie, too. Not only because the character's name is Joel, which I've never seen before, but that was a pretty good movie.
Right. It's a good movie, but it's not an enjoyable movie. Like, you watch that whenever you break up with your significant other and you're just trying to, like, find your...
Right.
You're trying to find your center.
Zooey Deschanel's a cunt.
Anything else. Bodyguard came out in 92, by the way.
Okay.
What is Maya doing? Remember Maya?
Isn't she dead?
No, Maya's alive, right?
Yeah, she drives...
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, sorry.
I'm sorry. What about the scene from Ace Ventura 2 when Jim Carrey is trying to go out of the butthole of the rhinoceros naked?
Okay, that was very funny. I agree.
Bullworth came out in 98.
Fucking Bullworth. Yeah, 98, so that counts. I remember a lot. I actually had the soundtrack to Bullworth.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, with formerly known as Old Dirty Bastard, a.k.a. Big Baby Jesus, a.k.a. Doo-doo-doo.
A.k.a. Dead.
Okay, dead.
Give him the money.
I loved ODB though, man. He was so funny. His fucking album cover was just a fucking his welfare card. Now that's
I remember when I watched the MTV Raps documentary, like following around, and he was collecting his welfare check for his 25 kids.
Yep.
While he was riding around in a limousine. So yeah, he was gaming it pretty hard. So
25 kids.
Before we go into like a huge ODB break, are we going to take a break?
Let's take a break. When we come back after the break, we'll get back into whatever you guys want.
Speaking of Maya.
Yeah, Marie, get us out of here.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film. Because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you wanna do? You wanna go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't wanna play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Doc, I was sitting around the house thinking the other day, masturbating, wondering what...
Cousin Joe.
Hammy are up to.
You know what...
Cousin Joe.
And Hammy are up to, those two crazy cunts. They do a show called Brain Stew Radio.
What?
Yeah, you know what? It comes on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brain Stew. They talk about news. They talk about brains. They're talking about making up a fine stew. They're their cooking show.
I like a good vegetable stew.
Me too, but they don't cook at all. Never mind. Listen, You got to check them out. Brain Stew, More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Back with Vince Vaughn. We were just talking before the commercial break about your upcoming movie and what you play in it. It's called Clay Pigeons,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's called Clay Pigeons, and I play a character named Lester Long, who's sort of a drifter.
You do a lot of independent, small independent movies, and I salute you. You make really good choices.
I appreciate it.
And great to have you here towards the end here on our last few weeks.
I really appreciate
you coming
it, especially
by.
Especially with your show winding down.
Yeah, it is.
It must be an interesting time for you. And so thanks for having me, and, you know, good luck to you in the future. You must have a lot of opportunities.
I do have a lot of opportunities.
Wow. Party's over, huh?
Must have nothing going on now, as they say. Huh?
Well, it's not nothing going on. I got a couple of irons in the fire.
Really?
Well, I mean, nothing.
I mean, what kind of irons do you possibly have going on?
Well, nothing big. I mean, nothing like, you know, your career, the blurry, out-of-focus, independent film.
Right, right, right. Which blurry independent film are you talking about? Are you talking about the Lost World, Jurassic Park, which was one of the highest grossing films in history?
Yeah. Well, it was gross, all right. What did they do at when they called you to their places? Did they say, Mr. Vaughn and the rest of you dinosaurs?
Why don't we take a break? I can
okay,
tell you.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. Hank doesn't even have a fire, let alone I. We'll be right back. No flipping. That was funny. That was a very funny run.
Hey, man, so you know, I just was playing with another person.
Hey, man. Would you take it personally if I told you that you were talking about the flavor of the month?
Are you for real?
Because you are. And next month there's going to be another flavor.
Sure. Fucking asshole. Bitter fucking asshole. Put shit on my car, Hank.
Get up, Hank! Did you put shit on my car? Huh? Did you put shit on my car, Hank?
I was just writing you a note. Can I read it to you? Please? Dear Mr. Vaughn, I am sorry about the shit I put on your car.
See, you put shit on my car, didn't you, Hank? Huh?
There's more.
Second hour. Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Turn it up a little bit. I see, I like this song. I want to hear it now. It always happens with these. This is also the Floozies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're good.
They're going to be at Bonnaroo.
They're going to be at Bonnaroo.
Fucking A. I like it.
Yup.
They have not made a bad song.
No.
We haven't found one yet.
No.
You know who else is like that? Ex-Ambassadors. I have not heard one bad song.
Ex-Ambassadors is great, and they're going to be there.
Sweet.
You know who also might be there?
Dutch, are you going to come or what?
Oh, are you serious?
Are you coming?
We're trying to figure out how our schedules work out.
Shut the fuck up and stop flaking now. Just
cuffs.
Stop flaking. I'm the one who brought it up.
Come on.
I didn't promise. I said I might.
No, that's it.
I gave a caveat in the beginning, Marky.
You just heard Dutch say he's definitely coming, so now we have to hold him to it. I heard that. I heard that.
Shame him, More Like Radio fans. Shame him into going.
You must come.
I want to. No, dude. The only thing that would keep me not from going is if Kels and I's schedules don't work out. So,
well, work them out.
I definitely want to.
Work them out.
I'm trying.
Work it out.
Now
this
work it
so
out.
This is so good, this song.
Southside.
Why'd you turn it off? I was just hanging
it's,
out.
It's done.
Time.
Anyway.
It's your job to do the things now.
I know. Fine. I guess we can move on to another story, Marie. So since you want to do it, why don't you read the next story?
Oh, I got it. Got it.
What is it? What is
make
it?
Make a button.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yes, what is it?
19 fast foods that you should avoid according to Reddit.
Okay.
All of them.
These are from people that
you
used to...
No, it's not good for you.
These are from people that used to work at fast food restaurants. It's not what you think. It's not that the food's bad. It's that the shit that they... Okay, go ahead, Marie. Read it.
Okay. Ever wonder what really goes on behind the scenes at your favorite fast food restaurants?
Now, I want to keep this in mind. I used to work, when I was in high school, I worked at Burger King.
We know.
So I know. The biz.
Reddit has some answers, including which chain serves only frozen food, the menu items offering the worst bang for your buck, and some tales of sanitation practices that won't exactly have you racing to the drive-thru for your next meal.
Okay.
Never want to hear the word sanitation and food in the same sentence.
No.
That sounds like a really bad deal for me. But anyway, go ahead.
Number one, microwaved meat. At our Subway, the oven-roasted chicken is actually boiled in the microwave.
Ew, really?
Can you boil in a microwave?
Ew!
I guess you put the meat in water and then
microwave
it.
In the water.
You put the lime in the coconut.
And drink it all up.
Drink it all together.
Don't drink.
Science oven.
Don't drink the Subway meat.
Don't drink the Subway meat.
Don't drink the water either.
Jesus. Subway is the worst. By the worst. I have such a hatred to Subway. I hate everything about it.
Why do you hate it, though?
Well, because
it's pedophile sandwiches. Yeah, that's what they eat.
Yeah, first off, their spokesman allegedly fucked kids. No, not allegedly.
He did. Got convicted for
that's
it.
That's right. He convicted having sex with kids.
Royce is so just so used to saying allegedly.
Yeah. Porn of it.
I was okay with Subway up until the meat. The bread is
decent. The meat's
decent.
Terrible. That's the real
The
problem.
Bread is decent. The vegetables are all right and everything. If you were just into veggie subs, you'd probably be safe. But it's the meat that just, you lose me.
Jim Gaffigan does a whole bit on Subway's meat.
It's hilarious.
And he talks about how like they have the meat like it's a deck of cards.
Yeah, where they lick their thumbs and how many you want? How many you want? How many you want? All right, the second one is titled The Price of Preservation. All Starbucks food is reheated frozen food. Doesn't mean it doesn't taste good. It's just not fresh at all and incredibly overpriced.
Oh, we all know that.
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't know it was all frozen. Chipotle menu hack.
The hack is getting coli there.
Yep. I used to work at Chipotle and never, ever, ever order the tacos. You get less than half the regular portion. Instead, order a bowl with whatever you want in it and then ask for taco shells hard or soft on the side.
I know this has happened, so you guys can go ahead and answer honestly because I'll answer honestly for you. I've already done it twice, but when Chipotle has sent you free coupons for free food, have you guys gone and cashed them?
I really haven't got it yet.
They're giving out free food?
Yeah,
they have.
They gave out like, I think it's what, 8 million free burritos or some shit like that.
And they're going to give out more because apparently it didn't work and everything is going south as far as their PR is concerned.
Well, Puerto Rico.
What happened to their PR?
Oh. They've had, you know, because of the whole like E. coli scare. And then, of course, it was on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And they were just like making fun of them over and over. And then they closed their stores, their restaurants for half a day on a Monday.
Oh, that's right. I remember
about
that one.
Things. And so their huge thing was, you know, we're going to send out coupons to everyone and we're going to give out free food so that everyone will like us again. And so
here's a better question. Has anyone ever used a coupon? I have not.
Yes.
Like ever?
I've used one. I absolutely use them. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
At Chipotle or just in general?
Just in general. It just looks like it's like junk mail and it's like I just think like I have to sign up for something or I just throw them away.
One time,
the whitest white man ever, man. Like, what the hell? Like you don't
really
like
white.
Use like coupons at all?
There was a time of my life where I thought that I could do what the extreme couponers did. And
I bet you shop at Kroger.
I tried to save up coupons for like 2 months. That shit is more work than anyone ever
that's how I look at it.
Like it was not worth it.
No, I don't go into like an old lady with coupons. What I mean is like you know, sometimes, especially down here, like if you go to Publix and you buy something, you get a coupon and you get like $20 off for Halloween Horror Nights. Like I'll do that, you know.
That means you have to remember to go back that day.
$20 off is enough for me to go. Well, I go to Publix a lot anyway.
I'm not wired that way, I guess.
Okay, wait. Dutch, you haven't used coupons on the regular, but if you get something like special in the mail, like, hey, you get a BOGO, if you go and get a coupon, just clip this out of the advertisement that we're sending.
I've never even looked.
Never at all.
I just throw them right in the trash.
Sheltered. Domino says in the
shelter.
Yes, you are. You are sheltered. You fucking white privilege.
That's not being sheltered.
That's white privilege.
Dude. Oh, I've been poor for
first
a
off,
very long
I'm
time.
I'm being triggered right now.
You're the wrong kind of poor.
Yeah. You're white poor.
I don't like the racism that's coming from the two spits in the room right now.
We are ganging up on him.
Yeah, it's true.
I will at least agree that I don't like that I get a lot of coupons for stuff I have no intention of buying.
Coupon.
And that's frustrating.
What? You don't want 24 cans of dog food?
No. Or cat food. I don't even have a cat.
But that's
here's how I look at it. Like, you know, time is money. It's like it's my time is more valuable not looking through that shit and get more stuff done than I can.
What if
saving $14?
What stuff are you doing? Hold on. No, no, no. What are you making a masterpiece, Michelangelo?
Running an empire, motherfucker.
No. Okay.
The greenhouse empire.
What if you're checking out and someone hands you a coupon for something you already have in line? Would you use it or would you throw it away?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. But I'm not gonna go out of my way to keep those. First of all, I would feel embarrassed if I was in line at a Safeway or Publix or whatever you guys have down there. And I'm sitting there going, I have this coupon for that. And here's
first off, you don't have to talk like that. No one's making you talk like that.
That's actually, how coupon people talk.
No, they do not talk
actually,
like
Royce,
that.
Royce, if you
they
held
automatically
it.
Get
watch, this is what I do. I'd be like, what up, baby? I got some coupons.
Royce,
that sounds cool, right?
No. If you actually hold a coupon, it has the magical power to make you talk like this.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, so wait. So you're saving all this. You're expending all this time to clip out the coupons and everything. So that's what less time for you to wear an Eagles hat as opposed to a Denver Broncos hat. Now is that what it is?
I'm doing Broncos right now.
I know you're. That's why I mentioned it. So there you go. Good job.
It's my work hat. I have hat hair. So
about work. But no, come on now. Like you've got to like.
Dude, if you send me a Bucks hat, I'll wear that.
Oh, that's going to happen right now.
He really will wear. He will wear one.
I'll
give you his address.
I'll
give it to you.
That will happen. But no, seriously, Lo, you're not about saving like $3 or $4 at a time because that shit fucking adds up. Even with
I know it does, but I don't have the patience. I'm not saying it's not smart. I just don't have the patience to do it. Is my point.
Mark, make sure when you send that hat that you have a lot of dick pics inside of it.
I am going to put all kinds of different things.
You should wash the hat, Dutch, when you get it before you wear it.
Anything I get from any of you fuckers, I sanitize immediately.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
They nuttineers and shit.
Mark, did you know they tried to pull? Remember, the last time I was in Florida, when I was hanging out with you guys, I left my Phillies hat there. Oh yeah.
Oh, I was.
Oh yeah. Dude, the second I got it back, I threw it in the wash immediately because I knew what you guys probably. And then 2 weeks later, they just were like, "Hey, look at what
doesn't
your hat."
It doesn't matter if you wash it. It's just the like, you know what? It's not that you're mad. You're just disappointed that the ball sack was in there.
It
and
is.
So you're wearing it on your head. It's fine.
I've had ball sacks at all. Hey. At one point.
My vagina was also in there.
Right, guys?
That's like a second
party
removed.
Hardcore.
That's like party hardcore is great. Don't even mess around.
Don't forget my vagina was also around his head.
Oh, that's right. It also was.
That was the worst part, I think.
That's nature's pocket.
Yeah. It is.
Fucking yeast infected.
You want to go back to this list?
Oh, that's right. We're doing a list. Go ahead. What was the list again? What was the list?
The list was a list of things that Reddit users said to do or not do in fast food restaurants based off of them working there and having the inside tips and knowledge. So this one says, currently a service manager at Chipotle, all peppers, lettuce, and tomatoes now come pre-shredded and pre-rushed, and steak is also now pre-cooked. So they were saying there's a lot of pre-work.
Well, that's even worse. That makes it worse now. Now, I know this isn't nationally, but over here we have Moe's. They're just like Chipotle, but you don't get sick. It's great.
This person says, I used to work at a 7-Eleven, so I'm going to say any of the taquitos or hot dogs around midnight up through about 4 a.m. might have more miles on it than your car.
You know how drunk you have to be? And everyone's done it. I'm sure we're all guilty of it. Were we all guilty of eating 7-Eleven food? I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
I'll admit it. I'm guilty.
I do it at least once a week.
Yeah. Okay. Guilty. But it happens, right? But, you know, if you go during the day, you're like, I'm not going to eat that. But at nighttime when you're drunk or messed up, you're like,
ooh, taquitos.
Oh, taquitos. Those are awesome. $1. I'll take 10.
Now, Royce,
I haven't had a hot dog in a long time.
Here's the question that I would pose to you. Would you rather have that or would you rather have road stop chili or lasagna like we were when we were on the way to the Keys?
Yeah, we did a road trip and we took the worst.
There's nothing wrong with road chili.
It was the worst traveling food.
Hold on. Was it just a road stop restaurant?
No, it was a Wendy's at a stop on the turnpike and we just got some road chili.
Lasagna.
I've been told by people that work at Wendy's that you shouldn't get the chili. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. No, for real. I've eaten it. I still eat it. Don't get me wrong.
Any fast food place, if it's not like a chicken sandwich or a hamburger, don't get it.
Yep. Here's one from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, I like Buffalo Wild Wings.
I like Buffalo Wild
Because they always have the games.
Don't get anything other than the wings. That's the only quality thing there. Everything else is frozen shit.
Okay, so I always get the wings
so
anyway.
So this list has a problem with things that are pre-frozen.
Yeah.
They're saying is, you know, anything that's low quality, pre-frozen, not fresh, whatever.
I started to hate the author of this article. He's a little hipster.
It's not an author. It's people posting on Reddit.
Wait, let me ask you, is the McDonald's Big Mac on there? Because I have seen a GIF recently where they pour molten copper on a Big Mac.
And it doesn't burn.
It doesn't destroy it at all. In fact, it just stays there like, you give a fuck, like, give a shit. Yeah, it's fine. I'm still hanging out.
Robot man.
Yeah, we're turning into a robot.
What was that about?
It might be my computer. I might be.
It is.
I think I'm freezing up a little bit. I'm definitely freezing up a little bit.
It happens.
It was the multi. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Let him go. Hang up on the Marie.
I can't. I'm frozen.
Do you want me to
hang up? You guys should hang up. I'll fix it. Don't worry. I'll get you guys back on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, what's the next thing on the list?
Hold on. Can I still talk? Can we still hear each other?
Yeah, no, we're fine. We're fine.
Okay.
We're fine. I'll get them back on. Don't worry.
The seventh one says salads from Dairy Queen are a ripoff. They're just recently downsized. I shouldn't answer. You're going to answer on Skype.
Yeah. I'm calling Dutch. Don't worry.
Okay. I won't answer then. They just recently downsized them while changing the bowl to make it look like the same amount, only or over $5 for 3 ounces of old lettuce, cabbage, carrots, and even older grilled chicken.
Ugh.
So don't get the salads at Dairy Queen. It is a big
rip-off. Who would get a salad at sorry, Dutch, I don't know if you heard that. Would you get a salad at Dairy Queen?
No.
Right? That's ridiculous, right?
Their newest sandwiches are pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Number 8, junk food in disguise. If you're trying to order a healthy option at Jimmy John's, don't order the Gourmet Veggie Club. It's the second most caloric sandwich behind something called the Gargantuan. 8 slices of provolone cheese will do that.
Oof.
They can suck my dick because Jimmy John's rules.
Yeah. Well, but aren't people mad at them because like he hunts lions and shit?
Yeah.
The owner of Jimmy John's?
Who cares?
All right, go ahead, Marie.
Anything off the hidden menu other than at In-N-Out. Most people working don't know how to make it, so don't order it. So don't order anything off of any hidden menus. It's not going to be worth it.
Right, because no one knows it, right?
Tuna sandwiches, just in general, are 80% mayonnaise.
I would not. I do not order tuna sandwiches from any restaurant.
If I haven't opened the can, I'm not eating anything tuna.
Yeah, no, I think it's disgusting. I won't do it.
Worked at a Carl's Jr. or Hardee's for you East Coasters. Chicken tenders, don't eat them. We were supposed to throw them out after 20 minutes. We were told not to do that.
You are an unfit mother. Your kids are now property of Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
So I guess the rule was to throw out chicken tenders after 20 minutes of sitting.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Oh, yeah, just like at Burger King, when you were supposed to throw away the sandwiches after 10 minutes when they were made. Yeah, right. You rewrap them and put a different time on them.
Yeah, they were saying that sometimes they were serving them 2 hours old.
More than that, 2 hours ain't shit. I think everyone has been to a McDonald's where they've gotten the fries that have probably been sitting there for a year.
A little too long.
Hey, yeah. Wait. By the way, so that all the listeners can chime in, has anyone had the Burger King hot dogs? Because those have been out for like the last like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wait. And every 3 seconds in the Sports Center, you see the fucking.
I haven't. I have not tried them. No, I have. Are they? Have you tried them? Are they good?
I have not. I have read an article on Deadspin, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But I heard that they're not that bad, which is probably about as good as you're going to get as far as
a Burger King
is concerned.
Yeah, for a Burger King.
Fatbird 333 says, "I used to work at a Del Taco. Just don't order anything from us. Jesus, I can still hear their screams when I close my eyes."
Hey, wait, Doc Wheatley from the chat has said, I've had the Burger
King. Hey, Skype in real quick if you can, Doc, if you're not busy.
Decent. All right.
So decent, okay. I mean, I don't hate Burger King. I mean, I stopped eating for a really long time because I work there. Like, you know, when you work there, you eat it every day. So I was like, fuck it.
Right.
But now now it's been so long that I could. You know, I could probably go back and eat there now and be fine.
And acclimate your stomach to the enzymes that are going to be foreign to your stomach before, but now they're just, you know,
right.
Neighbors that are moving back into the neighborhood and stuff.
So yesterday I had Arby's.
I had
a hankering for Arby's, and I got 4 junior cheddar roast beef sandwiches. I woke up at 5 this morning and died on the toilet.
Yeah.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Dutch.
I'm not saying I wasn't prepared for it. I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't think it was going to happen at 5 in the morning.
Number 14, this is a Sonic one. Stick to the slush. Ex-Sonic employee here, don't order steak or grilled chicken. Ever.
Why? But do they say why?
No, they don't say why. This is what I'm getting bothered by. They don't give reasons why. They just say,
just trust me. You don't want to know why. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Number 15, not so chilly chili. Don't get the chili at Sonic. It comes in a bag, gets warmed up in a metal tub, and then sits for 10 hours until we run out and replace it.
Moss,
hey, I got you guys a chili bag. You guys want to eat?
With- yeah, you want a bag of chili? We'll drink it
with
our boxed wine.
I'm in a bag.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I think a lot of fast food soups and stuff like that do come in a bag.
I just assume it is. Like, nothing you're saying, you know, repulses me because I just assume. I know what I'm doing when I go to fast food. I know it's not good for me.
This is the third one from Sonic. I worked at a Sonic.
Whoa, okay. Apparently Sonic, you don't want to go. And I like Sonic.
Yeah. I worked at a Sonic for a bit, and our managers told us not to wear gloves to save money unless corporate or that elite inspector was around. Most fried foods were fine, like chicken tenders or French fried burgers or sandwiches probably had my hands all over them.
Well, that's one franchise owner who's an idiot.
I could eat at Arby's.
Oh, that's pretty hungry.
See, all I know is this, is that here in Polk County, Lakeland, Florida, we've had no less than 3 Sonic openings, and they've all closed within the last 15 years.
Really?
Why is it? That's weird.
There's really something to be said for that, where either the food was not that good or something just went awry, but it's not a good sign when that happens, especially in regards to all the other fast food places that are still open to this day, and those places were obviously closed and transitioned into something else.
Sonic is all over the goddamn place in my state. And when I was living in D.C. for 2 years, they opened one Sonic, like, somewhere near I lived, and people freaked out about it. They were just like, oh, my God, they have a Sonic here. And like, there's lines around the block for this place.
Yeah. Domino in the chat room says, some things I can eat at Arby's, not the roast beef sandwich, though. Maul says, when I worked at Pizza Hut, the marinara sauce is just powder that you added water to.
Oh, my God. Really?
Probably dehydrated.
That is weird.
Interesting.
God damn it.
This was a warning for anyone that's gluten-free legitimately. Chick-fil-A, don't order grilled foods if you're gluten-free. There's a lot of cross-contamination that can occur.
Who gives a fuck? Chick-fil-A.
The fuck
Chick-fil-A's awesome.
I'm glutarded, and I think people who are glutarded are faggots.
Yeah.
All right.
Chick-fil-A's awesome.
This person just says, just never go to Red Lobster ever. Trust an ex-kitchen worker.
That's good advice. I think that's good advice for life, really.
And
did they say anything about our super new best friend Zach Ehner's favorite place, Olive Garden?
Oh, shit.
Nothing on the list about that, and damn well should. By the way, they just launched a new app today. Just download and like.
But no Pasta Pass endorsement. I hate America. I just want to move to Canada where it's all free and clear.
Pasta Pass, baby.
And the last one says Burger King just started serving hot dogs not too long ago.
Yep, we just talked about
that. They're put in the broiler just long enough to have grill marks. Then we toss them in the microwave so that.
So they're not really grilled that much. Yeah, but I mean, we've all eaten microwave hot dogs at our house.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
I've never, ever eaten a microwave hot dog at my house.
You've never microwaved a hot dog?
No. I've never microwaved a hot dog. I'm going to boil it in a fucking
as a kid, like you never
pot,
go
like
off.
A man. Like
I
a
have.
A damn adult.
No, but I mean, I know as an adult, but as a kid, you never microwaved a hot dog when you were hungry?
No, because my mom made all that shit.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's child,
then you're fine.
Well, then, yeah, that's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Fucking hot dogs. I mean, it doesn't matter. Hot dogs are terrible, really. If everyone's honest with themselves.
It's not a good food, but
unless
I love
you, unless you get gourmet hot, like, of course you get a gourmet hot dog. But at that point, I'd rather eat a sausage, you know?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy would like some sausage. Yeah.
Well, that was the end of that list.
Where are the sausages? I want sausages! I want sausages!
Thank you.
Is that from Kids in the Hall? Because it really should be.
Thank you, Dad Jay. Appreciate it. Hey, a guy found out how to get out of his student loan.
How?
Tampa Tribune, USF graduate, 44, says in a lawsuit he didn't deserve the student loan.
So he's suing, saying you shouldn't have given it to me because my credit was bad?
Yes. A Tampa man is hoping he's found the perfect argument to get him to pay nearly $60,000 in student loans. He said he never should have been given the money in the first place. Ian Locklear, 44, was an 11th grade student at Hillsborough High School.
And cousin of Heather Locklear.
when he was accepted into the University of South Florida in 1989. However, records show that once he received the acceptance, he withdrew from high school to attend USF full-time in January. He never finished 11th grade and never received a diploma.
Oh.
Nice loophole.
Yep. Locklear graduated from USF on May 4th, 1995, with a bachelor's degree in interdisciplinary social sciences.
And yeah, he's going to get a job with that, that's for sure.
Yep, that's
20-year student loan.
Yep.
Jesus.
Six Stafford loans totaling $56,000 in the years since. The loans accumulated interest of $10,000. Now, Locklear is suing John King Jr., Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education, to have his student loans immediately discharged. He also wants any back money already paid on the loans.
That's going to set a precedent.
Yeah, the Higher Education Act of 1965 requires student loans to be discharged if the school attended by the student falsely certified that the student had the ability to benefit from the program for which student loans were taken out of. Oh, that's a good point. He never graduated. This guy's pretty smart.
You know what? I'm glad that you brought this up because I really want to start endorsing what you've been posting on Facebook quite frequently over the last couple of weeks.
Boobs?
Well, besides boobs, because yes. Who doesn't
endorse boobs?
And Cleveland. But you know what? Like it's about
boobs.
It's about damn time that Gary Johnson gets props where props were due.
Right.
Like he really needs to be on the forefront as far as this whole election.
He's cool, man. I mean, yeah. In terms of the stuff he believes in is awesome. Like, he's the most pro-marijuana candidate out of all of them. Wants to decriminalize drugs. You know, I mean, it's just, it makes sense, you know?
And also whip out your Johnson.
Yeah, and exactly. Feel the Johnson.
Feel the Johnson.
I'm feeling the Johnson.
I'd rather feel the Johnson than the burn.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That girl that got pepper sprayed? Did you see that?
She felt the burn.
Yes.
Woo! What happened?
Okay, well, there was this Trump rally, and by the way, I've gone on record in saying that I do not like Trump, but
you also don't like everyone else.
Well, yeah, but even still, for the reasons you like it, Dutch, it's fine.
You don't like me. We've been doing radio for 7 years.
For the hilarity of Trump, but apparently there was this anti-Trump person at a rally, and
pro-Hillary or pro-Bernie?
I believe it was pro-Bernie from what I was reading. Trump. Pepper spray. Yeah, because it ended with pepper spray.
Apparently someone grabbed her. She's a 15-year-old.
That's what she says. Yes, correct. Here it is.
Someone groped her. She took a shot at him. Someone that was completely different from the person that was groping her. Sprayed her in the face with pepper spray. Havoc ensued. It's literally just the most. You know what? If I was a foreign country looking at this shit right now, everybody should be laughing at us. All the time because
be honest though,
it's the stupidest fucking thing in the entire world.
Doesn't it feel like at this point we're watching old WWE Attitude Era? Like at this point, I think Austin should come out with a truck and just start spraying down Trump with beer. Like that's what's happening, right? It's basically just a wrestling angle,
dude. All politics is that.
All right, here it is. Everyone, watch. We'll decide for ourselves. An old man is saying, "You touched me. I didn't touch you." He's putting his hands up.
She said, "You're touching my breasts."
Yeah.
Now it's the breasts.
You touched my. See, the thing is that
who fucking cares?
We don't know.
First of all, it's a crowded.
Anybody's
been
her.
In like a concert area or a mosh pit or. Anything where that many people around?
Okay, here we go.
Bump into things.
Here we go.
Can't help you. I never touched you.
All right, can I say what everybody's thinking? Honey, no one wants to touch your chest. Come on. Let's be honest here.
He's immediately going, all right, she's pulling that card. I'm walking away from the situation.
He did walk away as soon as she's like, I ain't going to be roped into that.
I'm not even going to be a part of this.
Okay. Now, I'm not even saying that maybe someone didn't grope her, but maybe that, there's so many people there, you know?
Right.
Like, who doesn't get, first off, we've all been to concerts. Who doesn't get groped at concerts?
Like, even accidentally.
Yeah, it just Here we go. Ready? Takes a swing. She took a swing, and then she got pepper sprayed right in the face.
Okay. Hey, she deserved it. She hit first.
Was it the old man that pepper sprayed her?
No, it was somebody else. He left the situation, it looked like.
So he left. So who pepper sprayed him? Who is she punching?
No, no, the old man.
Swung
the,
at
no,
somebody.
The old man's right here. He didn't leave. He's right there.
Oh, back it up, back it up. Okay, he's wearing the Bill Cosby sweater. Let's see if it was his hand that came
out. A Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater.
It was the Asian that hit her.
I can't see. You didn't back
I'm backing up. I'm backing up. Oh, was it the Asian? Okay,
right
keep an
there,
eye.
Dude, you see it?
Keep an eye. Keep an eye.
That's a thumb on the pepper spray.
No, it wasn't the Asian. It was some behind. From behind.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, you can't discharge pepper spray like that in a crowd either. Like, everyone's going to get affected,
yeah,
too.
That was a dick move.
That wasn't smart, right? It's not smart regardless.
If anybody's been anywhere near yeah, anything I have. That had to do with pepper spray, that shit disperses very quickly.
Here's my opinion about the whole thing. I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican. This is
what about Scientologist?
Scientologist's fine. Okay. That's fine. This is one of the dumbest fucking moments in history. It's literally like every single week, like, hey, how can we make ourselves look more stupid to the world than we had before the week before? And, you know, oh, we topped ourselves. Yay!
Rondo Scott woke Prance Crave.
Way to say it.
Fuck.
Yeah, we got Brondos.
No, that was good.
It's got electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
You want to try it over again?
No, no, it's a botch. Let's just throw it in there, Dutch. I got it. Throw it in there. Throw it in the pile.
But what write it down are right now. Electrolytes?
Oh, Brando's got electrolytes. Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, regarding pepper spray, like you were saying, discharging in a crowd. When I was younger, right. My parents and I were at a Ruby Tuesdays.
And they got pepper sprayed?
Well, hold on. We were at a Ruby Tuesdays, and we were sitting there, and we had finished our food and everything, and we were about to pay. And then all of a sudden, everybody started, like, first I started coughing, and then all the tables around us started coughing. Everybody started coughing.
What'd you do?
So we went outside, and we figured out that apparently somebody sprayed.
What'd you do?
Nice.
Dutch has everything. You can't stump him. So,
I got it.
Thank you, Dutch.
No, Dutch, there wasn't.
I love how happy that makes Mark.
I'm going to help him out. No, Dutch, there wasn't a fire.
No?
No, there wasn't a.
There wasn't a fire?
I don't have that one
anyway,
available.
So we were sitting down at the table.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
No. So we were
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
So we were sitting down. I love that
my God, we're having a fire.
Okay. You see?
Sale.
God. Okay, I'm going to get to this. There was no fire.
I'm like six beers deep. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. So we were sitting down. Okay. And I was younger. I was probably 15 years old. My parents had a Ruby Tuesdays. And everyone started coughing. And then we figured out that someone didn't want to...
All right.
Were you 15?
15.
You sure you weren't 16?
I'm sure I was. Okay, I was 16.
You turn over like a 16-year-old and take it.
You're like oops, 16
Dutch.
Going on 17?
Dutch, you can also do let me clear my throat.
So anyway, we
do, but I don't want to get that out.
We were all coughing.
Yeah.
And we realized someone didn't want to pay their check, so they sprayed pepper spray into the air return of the restaurant, unloaded a can. So the entire place got pepper sprayed.
When did you find out about it? Like afterwards?
Yeah, afterwards when we went out. We never even paid. They let everyone leave because everyone was coughing and losing their mind.
Wow.
So, yeah, pepper spray is pretty bad. And isn't it, who's the dude, Dog the Bounty Hunter, that uses bear mace?
Yeah, they use some pretty heavy-duty shit. Because they're not allowed to use lethal force, so they have like paintball guns, and I don't even think they're allowed to use tasers, but they can use bear mace. That shit's pretty intense.
I like to use Mace Windu.
I like to use Mace the Rapper, $MA$E.
You know nothing changed about his limp.
No, I know.
Nice.
Harlem World, represent. He was the best. He was the first autistic rapper, and he was really good. He was so... My son, he just mumbles everything. He's a reverend now, right?
I think he went Christian, yeah.
Yeah. What is it with old black rappers? Isn't Reverend Run, isn't like Run from Run-DMC a reverend now? There it is. Hold on, I'm throwing my rollie in the air. Waving it side to side right now.
Rollies in the sky, waving side to side.
Keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Play it, please, lyrically, if you see. I could rap this whole song, don't even mess around. Till I see my name on a blimp, guaranteed 100 sales, pull a double up.
in the hardware world. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. They didn't know me 91, but they know me now.
It was 97, you're right.
Sound.
Anyways.
Sorry.
We know, Royce, you know words to things.
Thanks, Marie. That's very supportive of you.
I know.
I always thought that he went too long on that rap. Like, how about you end right when she starts singing? But he like kind of like overlapped. It wasn't good. And then Puff Daddy didn't end early enough, so we just went yeah,
yeah,
right into the chorus. Remember that?
All right.
That's every single contribution that Puff Daddy, Diddy, Puffy, whatever his name was at the time,
to call him
was
doing. He's always will be Puff Daddy in my mind.
I'm going to call him Puff Pastry. I think you'll like that.
It's very foreign of you. Girl.
Time I got pepper sprayed.
Is that when someone threw your dog in your face?
Because your dog's name is Pepper.
I
dog's
like
name
that. Pepper. You know what? I like that.
Thank you.
He's kind of funny.
Pepper, come.
Oh, Pepper.
Pepper, come.
Hey. Oh, God. Uh-oh, here comes Pepper. Here comes Pepper.
Oh, she's smiling. Look at her little chin hairs.
Okay, get that thing out of there.
Anyways, so I got pepper sprayed.
Okay, don't.
Get it?
No, stop. No, you... Girl, you got pepper sprayed.
So,
go ahead.
So, no, it was the... It was in
end of the world as we know it.
It was the 2004 elections. It was when Bush was up for re-election.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have that. I have this. Oop, it's not playing. Too much. Oop, I'm still playing this in the background. I pulled it down, but I didn't press pause.
That's awesome.
Anyways, meanwhile... So it was a 2004 presidential elections, and there was like a lot of, you know, anti.
Hold on, set the mood. Set the mood. Like slap brace. What was in slap? No, 2004 was after slap.
2004. Think about it. Like a lot of anti-war shit going on. Bush was up for re-election.
You were walking around with your Motorola Razr phone,
and we heard there was like some big anti-Bush protest going on in downtown near Colorado, where I live, Colorado Springs, and I was home for college at the time. And we were like, let's go down and check it out. Let's see if anything crazy happens.
Right.
Well, I'm sure glad enough, everyone shaves down there.
Cops pepper sprayed everyone because this town doesn't know what to do when there's a large grouping of people. So there was like, no, free speech, kill it. And then I didn't get hit with a canister, but there was a canister that exploded maybe 50 yards away from me. And I got like a slight wind of it, like just... And that ruined me for the rest of the day. I was like, holy shit, that stuff is intense.
Yeah.
And needless to say, it disperses. Everybody ran. And I wasn't even there to protest. I just wanted to go to see what was going on or if I could hit on anything.
Can I say, you know, let me help the police first here. And I normally don't do this, but you know what would help them out? If you want to make people see the thing is when you get pepper spray, we just proved to you, then everybody has a cool I got pepper sprayed story. You want people to disperse? Start spraying them with Axe body spray because no one has ever told a cool story that started with Axe body spray.
So
it's really simple. Yeah, all you do is you spray
them. But that's not painful.
You guys with axes?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Cool Rush, bro.
No, dude, I use Phoenix.
Yeah.
They're like a chocolate one.
I can honestly say I've never bought Axe, but I have bought Bod.
Oh, Bod, ew.
It's Royce. Like the step below Axe body spray.
I know. I think it was in eighth grade at the time.
I think we have three cans of Bod.
He got it, Ross.
Why? It's not mine.
No, in the spare bedroom, I'm pretty sure we have Bod bedroom because somebody at one point bought it in your family.
Who else would it be except for yours, Royce?
It could have been Ryan's.
We moved a lot of the stuff from the house in Orlando, and our family used to have it, so it might have been.
Why wouldn't that be the first thing you throw out?
Oh, why would I throw that gem out?
She's got a good point. I
mean, use it like pepper spray, like he was saying.
We still own a copy of Dancing to the Music in My Head, the Sanjaya Malakar story right here.
Well, that's
that
funny.
We're going to be giving away.
Bod spray isn't.
Away, are we?
We're giving it away. It's happening.
It's a terrible book.
It's terribly awesome.
No, it's
I
no
can't
good.
Wait until the Sanjaya Malakar of Presidents with Donald Trump this November. So that'll be fun.
That'll be good. I think it'll be great.
Here's the thing, though. What's worse? Hillary or Trump?
I know.
My opinion's Hillary.
I don't know, man. Trump's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, but Hillary's worse.
He just said he wanted to punish people that women that have abortions. Like, they should be punished in
at
some
least
way.
At least Hillary's
yeah,
run.
No, I
Hillary's
came
at
back
least
and
been
said,
in an office format. Trump has just been a failed businessman time and time again.
Yeah, but what everyone's...
having billions of dollars has failed?
He's, like, filed for bankruptcy, hasn't he?
He did. He has.
Every major corporation has it. That's his business.
Not all of them. Not Arby's. Brought it back to Arby's.
Listen,
brought
I'm not
back.
Trump, but I'm not going to let you two just sit there and just make false claims.
Brought it back to Arby's. In your face, Dutch.
No, in my colon. I still have been shitting.
I know.
President.
Fucking those big Montanas get you every time, buddy.
They're so goddamn good.
I use
Horsey and Arby's sauce.
What? No, listen.
And I do a thing, and then I kind of like.
I once got food poisoning from an Arby's, and that's the reason why it's dead to me. You know when you get sick somewhere, you just can't eat there again.
Yep.
Can't do it. Can't stop, won't stop.
That's why I haven't been to an Arby's in 11 years. Royce won't go.
Do you really want to go that bad? I'll take you tonight to Arby's. And you're going to eat one right in my front of my face.
I used to go to Arby's. I like their curly fries.
Don't you have like lunch breaks without him? Can't you just go on your own?
She does. She goes.
I have lunch every day. What I do is I make myself a salad at home and I bring it so I'm healthy and losing weight.
And there's not an Arby's by you, if you're being honest.
There is no Arby's by me, no.
So that's the other reason.
But we have a whole cafeteria downstairs that makes
Do they serve Arby's?
No, they serve fresh cooked things. They have, they make these fresh cut kettle chips every day. Oh, they're so good.
You're just getting hungry because the show's almost over and you're about to eat.
I've been having cravings again, which I don't know. Like every once in a while, you just get those cravings where like...
You're not pregnant, right?
What's your one go-to pregnant craving even though you're not pregnant?
I never go sweets. I always want... fast food and pizza and french fries.
Same here.
Damn, yeah, pizza for me. I love me some pizza.
Like, and I'd want to wrap it all. Like, I just want to have like a big old slice of pizza and then like a burger and fries.
Hold on.
And
let's
just
focus
all
on
of it.
What's your favorite? Like, but okay, what's your favorite kind of pizza though? Let's say it's pizza. What's your favorite kind?
Well, I prefer going to one of those like places near us.
Yeah, we're not talking Domino's or Pizza Hut. We're talking about
Like the place down the road where you can just get a nice
like New York.
Yeah, a New York style type pizza, you know.
Right. Actual pizza.
Yeah.
No love for deep dish?
Floppy.
I do like deep dish.
Oh, that can suck my dick.
What's wrong with deep dish?
Meat pie with a bread crust. Go fuck yourself.
Back
Chicago.
Off. There's nothing wrong with deep dish.
Grease. I love grease.
Down.
Grease, Mark, oil, salt.
Hold on. No, I have a few things to get angry about, and people who think that deep dish pizza is good,
it
they
is.
Can suck my ball
Shut
sack.
Up.
No.
Fuck you and your cheesesteak. Shove
pizza,
them up your ass.
Fucking so much stacking anger. 14 layers of meat on top of wet dough. Ugh,
so much
me.
Anger in such an orange hat.
She didn't wear
like 3 or 4 years ago.
I know for a fact.
Go get a hairnet and get that thing under control.
I know for a fact that Marie, you've eaten deep dish pizza with me.
Correct.
So do you like it?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, have you had deep dish pizza?
I have.
It's good, right? Where did you have
it's
it
not
from?
Good. It's not good compared to the actual pizza, the
I'm
soft,
not
floppy
saying, I mean,
pizza.
I'll go ahead and answer when Dutch is done.
Yeah,
no,
man.
It's, no, stop calling it pizza. It's meat pie.
It's pizza. Sorry,
it's
shut
not
up,
a
Dutch.
Pizza.
It's a pizza pie.
I've had Chicago deep dish in Chicago, actual Chicago deep dish. It's fine. I like regular pizza.
Me too. Yeah, I like regular pizza.
I was in Chicago
too.
And I had it and I almost started a riot in the place I was in.
Okay, you would, and you know what? People hear that and they think Dutch is joking. I've been in restaurants with Dutch. He probably would. Like, he
I made
gets
a scene.
Angry. He gets angry.
I was
angry.
Just like, this is what you fucking assholes who can't pronounce E's correctly. This is what you guys call pizza, really?
And what? You don't like waiting? So what?
Chicago.
I will agree that I hate waiting 45 minutes for it. That sucks.
That's the worst.
Because they take forever to make.
But
agree.
What I do like about it is that I can have a slice and I'm finished.
Mitch says it's lasagna without noodles. Is
Thank
it?
You, Mitchell. It's exactly what it is.
Domino Dutch. I hate coupons. I hate deep dish pizza.
Domino.
I don't hate them. I just have never used them because I'm lazy.
Thank you,
deep dish pizza, though, I hate.
Everyone said Dutch coupons for free deep dish pizzas, please. That's what he's getting for his birthday.
We have to also mention that Mole also said deep dish can get deep dick, which is really, really funny, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's really fucking funny.
Fucking deep dish pizza.
Gonna deep dick a deep,
deep dish. Dick.
Gonna say it seems like the majority of the audience is agreeing with me. Deep dish can suck my balls.
I'm not saying it's a look. I'd still rather have New York pizza. Don't get me wrong. I prefer the New York slice. You know, but But there's nothing wrong, I think, with a deep dish.
It's satisfying and it's filling.
Like we have a gyro.
Yeah, so is a hot pocket. Doesn't mean it's good or
hot pocket is
pizza.
Not satisfying nor filling.
We have a Giordano's by us here, and it's one of the the same ones that they have in Chicago. Like there's a couple of them here. So when you go there, we've learned if you're going to go, you have to call before and order the pizza,
so you don't have to wait like an asshole.
Because it is big and it does take forever to cook. But I think it's good. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I think you're just a fucking hater. That's the problem.
But I like all forms of pizza. I don't hate against pizza. I go from like the high-end quality New York-style pizzas to pizza bagel bites and pizza combos taste good. Like anything
from
pizza.
Wow, you're going down to pizza combos are good though. See, I can't hate on that. I think I'm with you. I
like them too, but...
I'm with Marie. I think that all forms of pizza are God's gift to humans.
Except for Chicago deep dish.
Even bad pizza is still better than most other things.
Yeah, you know the saying, you know what they say, pizza's like sex. Sometimes you burn the roof of your mouth. That's how it goes, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. I said it right this time. I was really proud. I messed it up last time. And there's a couple decent places, Bob, but it's
right, hold on. So you guys just saw my visceral hatred towards people. Is there a certain like food that you know that everybody likes, but you're just like, I don't get it, and I don't want. I disrespect people who like it.
I don't like fish sticks. Fish sticks are the worst thing that's ever been created on the planet.
I love fish.
But really do. As a kid, my mom used to buy them and she used to make me eat them, and I hated them. I used to vomit. I did not like them. I would rather eat. I don't know. Fucking Pez. We were talking about earlier Pez. I'd rather eat a carton of Pez than eat fucking fish sticks.
My food, as far as my regular job is concerned, is that anytime anything of mediocre significance occurs where someone subs their toe or they come into work on time or anything, someone always has to buy a fucking like round of donuts or cake or all that sort of thing. And I just tell them, no, I don't want to eat your sugary treat. And so that would be mine.
I hate donuts. Always avoid artificially flavored orange desserts.
She hates artificial orange. Hates it.
Oh, you hate the taste of okay, fake orange. Wow.
I don't like orange popsicles. I don't like
orange
candy.
Or fake banana,
candy.
Too. Fake banana's pretty bad, too.
I like banana.
Fake banana?
Yep.
Ugh.
The banana runts, give them to me.
Ew, I hate.
But you hate orange.
I hate
orange that's funny.
Flavored
okay.
candy things.
She likes regular orange, just not orange flavored.
I like to eat an orange. I enjoy orange juice, especially fresh squeezed.
Yeah, but
from
we all know that like, candy fruit flavor is nothing like the original fruit that they're going for.
But I love orange soda.
Who loves orange soda?
Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? I do.
Yeah. But what about Sunny D, which is orange juice on welfare?
Gross.
Dude, it's like cough syrup.
Gross.
That's so bad, right?
So good.
Ugh. Well. Roy Black in the chat room says, I hate grape ice cream. Who the fuck would order grape ice cream?
I didn't know grape ice cream was a thing.
What the fuck is grape ice cream?
Maybe he's thinking like grape slushies or something like that.
Yeah. What about grape drink?
Grape drink.
I don't like grape anything.
Drink.
I like grape juice.
You like grape soda?
I love alcoholic grape juice.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
You just love the alcohol.
What?
That's wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about wine. We're talking about like
about adults. Who let the child into the conversation? Get the child out of the conversation.
I know. Dude, we're talking about serious things here, Marie.
Yeah, Marie. God.
I just drank a whole bottle of wine and I do that little girl from Welch's grape juice where I smack my lips like.
Fun fact, Jesse Eisenberg, the guy who just played Lex Luthor in the newest Batman, wow.
Yawn of Justice?
You're right.
Batman versus Superman. That's his sister.
Oh, really?
The Welch's commercial girl,
yeah.
Everyone would have been able to hear our opinion of it on the Untitled Movie Podcast, which
plugs
6 to 7 on Wednesday nights, right before Hippo Juice on morelikeradio.com.
I'm going to go ahead and say plug master Mark.
Very good. He's very good. Well, guys, we have to start wrapping up.
Aw, but I want to talk about food more.
Well, we should probably eat food.
Pizza.
Get some.
When you should have French fried,
you're going to have a bad time. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast.
You can't deliver DiGiorno!
like Mark said. And you can also check it out on the RSS feed on iTunes. And make sure tomorrow to check out the Cousin Joe show. Friday, you're going to be checking.
When is the Loose News Podcast?
Loose News Podcast is on Mondays.
When is Doc and Rorschach?
That's on Saturdays.
When is the Sully show?
Sundays.
When is Conti and Kenny?
Mondays.
Okay.
Check them out. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here. Thanks. Hey, thanks for being on, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're out of here.
What you do? You too.
Get off the damn chair! This is the game, Doug!
Goodbye, my only friend.
Oh, you talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
It'd be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now.
That's a truly funny observation.
Yeah.
Go make some new ideas.